Call it the morning after effect. Yesterday was all about the debt ceiling being raised. Today, growing alarm over how the cuts in spending that cleared the way to raise the ceiling might crash the weakening U.S. economy, knocking it back into the recession it just clawed its way out of. And that's just the short-term concern. In the long term, even with those spending cuts in the debt ceiling deal, the federal debt will grow, which is why China's top credit rating agency downgraded U.S. debt today from AAA to A+. U.S. rating agencies have also put the federal government on notice of future downgrades. Binyamin Appelbaum is Washington correspondent for the New York Times. Binyamin, you've been writing about this. You were here on Monday. You told us that this is what many economists, not just liberals like Paul Krugman and Robert Reich, were worried about, that it was the wrong time to cut spending. Are you surprised by today's headlines?
I am not. I don't think anyone should be. It bears saying that we're not really seeing the economic consequences of this just yet. We're seeing the anticipation of those consequences. But the market has taken this rather badly. And along with a lot of other data showing that the economy is not in good shape, we're seeing rising concern that we might indeed be headed back at least toward a period of very slow growth and at worst back into recession.
What's some of that other data, by the way?
You know, we saw numbers come out a couple days ago showing that manufacturers made a lot fewer things in June. We've seen numbers showing that consumers spent a lot less money in June. Unemployment data comes out this Friday. The expectation is that it will show that not very many people found new jobs in July. And, of course, the big one is that growth data for the first half of the year was revised substantially downward. And now shows that the economy grew just at about the same pace as the population.
Well, where are we, Binyamin, in your mind? Some saying heading into a double-dip recession, maybe already there. The last double-dip recession in 1981, again, this is a recession followed by an uptick and then followed by another recession, a W, if you will. But we're also reading, economists seeing parallels with what happened during the Great Depression when President Roosevelt first spent and then cut spending and raised taxes in response. Cut spending in response to conservative critics. Are you hearing people say that this is parallel to that?
I think it's important to sort of moderate those fears a little bit. All of the indicators are still pointing up. The economy is still growing. Jobs are still being added each month. The manufacturing index I referenced a moment ago still shows that there's more work being done. So, we're certainly not there yet. And it's not clear that we ever will be. But we're not doing as well as we were earlier this year. And there's concern that things will continue to get worse. And the government isn't helping.
Well, and speaking of that, Binyamin, I'm wondering if we could test our thinking against yours. We're thinking we didn't hear a lot of this kind of talk, except in maybe the last couple of weeks. We didn't hear a lot of people explaining that, maybe cutting spending might be a good idea, but in fact, a reminder that cutting spending means cutting jobs, means, slowing down the economy, maybe, getting at the debt. But the current debt ceiling is only about paying off past debt, not future debt. So we didn't hear a lot about what the effects of spending cuts were.
Well, I'd certainly encourage all of your listeners to purchase subscriptions to the New York Times because I think we have been writing about that. But I think what you're saying is valid in the following sense. We didn't know how bad the economy was. It's become clear that things were a lot worse than was widely appreciated, and that has sort of put a real urgency on this discussion about how much worse we can afford for things to get. The other thing we didn't know is how badly the final deal would turn out. There was a long period here when it seemed like Congress and the president might produce something that actually included some steps to make the economy better in the short term, and that they might produce a deal that actually went a long way toward making things better in the long term. What we ended up with instead is a deal that came together at the last minute that, makes the short term worse and doesn't make the long term better. And so, again, a lot of those fears have been substantially exacerbated by how this process turned out.
So you're saying that we might not have been hearing about the perils of spending cuts because people thought, actually, up to maybe a couple of weeks ago, that there might be some revenue to offset that.
Well, there might be some revenue. There also might have been an agreement to continue a payroll tax cut that has been beneficial to employers over the last year. Extended unemployment benefits are scheduled to expire at the end of the year. There was hope that those would be continued. There are a bunch of ways in which the government could be helping the economy. None of them made the final deal.
Binyamin Appelbaum, Washington correspondent for the New York Times. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.